The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Yesterday, our total statewide number of cases went up to 415. That's an increase of roughly 25% in just 24 hours. 148 of those cases are in Blaine County. 151 are in Ada County. Canyon County has 48. Kootenai County has 27. Several counties now reporting one, two, or three cases. And in southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting five cases. Kajah, Lincoln, Minidoka, and Jerome counties are each reporting one each. And as of last night, still none being reported in Gooding County. There have so far been eight related COVID-19 deaths in the state of Idaho. The Twin Falls Police Department issued a statement yesterday in regards to non-essential businesses in violation of the stay-home order issued by Governor Little last week. And again, I am just the messenger here. According to the Twin Falls PD, the department has received complaints that non-essential businesses and services, which were ordered closed, continue to operate within the community. The order requires employers that do not provide essential services as defined to take all necessary steps for employees to work from home. Grocery stores, medical facilities, other essential businesses as defined in the order will remain open. Restaurants across the state are being ordered to close dine-in, but drive-through and carry-out and delivery services are still available. Non-essential businesses and services will close their physical locations, and that's the part that the Twin Falls PD is talking about. They then go on to cite an Idaho statute that reads, quote, any person who violates an order of isolation or quarantine shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. They conclude their statement with the hope that the community and business owners will act responsibly and abide by the stay-home order, as working together will help mitigate the spread of the virus and allow for all of us to get back to our normal more quickly. It's an important time once again here for me, Brock the Radio Guy, to remind you that I am just the messenger. You can read it on the Twin Falls Police Department's Facebook page if you'd like. As a reminder, Idaho's stay-home order remains in effect until at least April 15th, and President Trump announced on Sunday that he, along with the Coronavirus Task Force and the Centers for Disease Control, have extended federal social distancing guidelines through the end of April. The orders from Governor Little and President Trump are very much in line with each other. They include much of the same stay-home, self-isolation policies and procedures that you're more than likely tired of hearing about. Don't go to work if you're sick. Instead, call your medical provider. Keep your sick kids home. If someone in your household is tested positive, isolate the entire household for 2 weeks. If you're elderly or sick or have a compromised immune system, stay home as much as humanly possible and only venture out for emergency services. And wash your hands! Have you caught that part yet? Yeah, we're supposed to be washing our hands. There are additional restrictions in place for Blaine County, and those are available on our website if you'd like to take a look. I'm not going to go through them again. We went through them yesterday. You can download the whole list at hot100now.com. Several Idaho utilities are working with customers to keep the lights on. Idaho Power has temporarily suspended disconnections to individuals and businesses who may be facing hardships related to the pandemic. They are also waiving late fees until further notice. Intermountain Gas has also suspended disconnections due to non-payment and is working with regulatory commissions to waive late fees for those affected either directly or indirectly by COVID-19. Governor Little's next press conference is scheduled for Thursday at 8 p.m. This will air on Idaho Public Television and on Governor Little's Facebook page. That's where I've been catching it, is on his Facebook page. Works out pretty slick. School is out until at least April 20th, and you should have already heard from your child's teacher. Like I had said earlier, we went and picked up all of my son's classwork, and she sent a very detailed list out with what he needs to be doing this week, with every day kind of laid out, so we know what subjects he should be learning and what days he should be working on music and art and things like that. It's very cool, very organized, and we're very appreciative of the efforts put in by the school administrators and his teacher. And I'm sure you have much of the same appreciation for what you're dealing with now with your child's education. Educators will make arrangements for you to pick up the homework, discuss learning at home schedules, and check out a Chromebook for use at home where available. That was actually supposed to happen yesterday. So if it didn't, reach out to your school, find out where you're supposed to be in terms of getting your kids learning again and their brains working again. I know it's a weird time. Everybody's trying to figure this out a day at a time. The Gentry Show, scheduled for tomorrow at the historic Wilson Theater, has been postponed. Actually, it's not scheduled for tomorrow. It's scheduled for Thursday. But that is postponed. The show is rescheduled for July 9th, and the Bar J. Wrangler Show, scheduled for May 2nd, has been rescheduled for May 15th. Tickets you purchased for the original show obviously will be honored at the rescheduled dates, and there are still tickets available online at historicwilsontheater.com. You now have until July 15th to file and pay your Idaho state and federal taxes, and if you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com, or feel free to give me a call here at the virtual radio station. The request line now rings into my basement. So you'll get me. I'm just probably not wearing a... I can promise you I'm not wearing a collared shirt. It's a t-shirt and sweats again for work today. I love it. 208-733-4468. That's 208-733-4HOT.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.